Kick-Ass Vets, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Welcome back, and thanks for joining us. Today, we are going to talk about how kick-ass vet clinics have clients and not customers. Now, this may seem silly and pedantic, but this definition change and how we view our pet owners, whether we view them as clients or view them as customers, makes a really big difference in the whole feel of the clinic, how bosses and managers approach these pet owners, how they run their business, and also how they feel and how they value their staff in terms of how they expect their staff, their associates, their vets, their nurses to interact with these pet owners. And it's hard in veterinary medicine because it is a weird industry. We have that dichotomy of trying to provide a medical service, but we also have to make money. We rely on their disposable income in order to stay in business and to keep open. So there is a component of needing to keep pet owners happy, and you can do that while treating them as a client and not as a customer. So we're going to jump into what this means. What is the difference between a client and a customer? Let's start with customers. Customers are individuals that go into a store or business and pay for an object or an experience. They are the expert of what they want. They're going in, they want to buy a bag. They are the expert of what they want out of that bag. You know, do they want a pink bag? Do they want a blue bag? Do they want one with buttons or belts or buckles or whatever? The person that is at the sales counter isn't the expert of what that client wants. The person at the sales counter is there to help them find what they want. The customer is the expert of whether or not they enjoy an experience or whether they like a product. And therefore, it is the business's job, when you're talking about customers, to provide an object or an experience that the customer likes. The customer's in control of what is a good product and what is a bad product. And the business, in order to stay open and have repeat patronage from those customers, needs to provide a service or objects that they want. That's where the customer is always right mentality comes in, because the customer is always right. They're always right about what they want. And, you know, I'm not saying that that means that they can be abusive or rude. That's not what I'm talking about. They are right in the sense that they know what they want. They know what makes them happy. And it is the business's job to provide that. So if we look at a shoe store, for example, if you're a customer, you walk into a shoe store, you find a pair that you really like, and you want it in pink. And whether or not that business thinks that that shoe would be ridiculously ugly in pink, if they want your business, they should order it in pink. That is how you satisfy a customer. Now let's talk about clients. Because clients are very different. Clients are individuals that are seeking a professional service. What that means is that they are going to someone that has gone to school, has learned an industry inside and out, and that professional service is backed by a professional institution. So in veterinary medicine, you have, you know, the veterinary boards, you have the schools, you have papers, you have research trials, you have double-blinded studies. You have all of these ideas that make up what is right or wrong, independent of what the client wants or wishes. As a professional, you have studied all of these papers, you have studied all of this information, you have gone to school. And as the professional, you know what is good or bad because you were educated. The client doesn't know. The client doesn't know what medicine is good or bad because they didn't go to school for it. The client doesn't know what is right or wrong because they didn't go to school for it. So they cannot be the expert in what they want because you as the professional are the expert because you went to school for it. The other big thing is professionals take an oath. They have a legal and ethical responsibility to uphold the values and the ideas and the teachings of that professional institution. And the businesses that maintain and run and provide these services have a responsibility to provide accurate and honest opinions based on the teaching of the professional services. That's why when we screw up, we get taken to the board. If a shoe store doesn't have a pair of shoes in pink, they're not taken to the shoe board and get in trouble and lose their ability to sell shoes. But if we screw up medically and we do something wrong, we can be taken to the board because as a professional, we have a responsibility to act and perform in a certain way and uphold a certain level of care based on our professional institution. And that means that we don't have a choice of what is right or wrong. The medicine and what needs to happen is right or wrong. It's not our choice. It is our job to know what is right and wrong. It is our job to offer and educate and explain it with, you know, good communication, friendly service, a clean environment, timely manner, accurate estimates. Yes, all of those are part of our job, but it's our job to provide honest and accurate opinions. And whether or not the pet owner or our client likes what we have to say or not is out of our control, because what we're saying is not something that we just want to say. It's what the medical facts are displaying. And that's why when you talk about medicine and patients, you know, aren't happy, they go to another doctor to seek a second opinion. They don't go to another doctor to buy a different diagnosis. They're getting a second opinion. They're getting an opinion from a professional. And that is the really big difference. So customers, just to review, customers are the expert of what they want. They're the expert of what they feel is good and bad. And it is the business's job to provide what they want. Professional services, the client is there to be educated and get advice and have treatments or whatever provided, but it is the professionals that are the experts and the professionals that are in charge of what is right and wrong and what is good and bad. And that is their responsibility to make sure they're up to date with their professional institution. So how does this change how we act? You know, why does this all matter? And it matters because in today's veterinary world, a lot of clinics look at pet owners as customers that need to be kept happy instead of clients to whom they're providing a service. So when vet clinics are just trying to keep customers happy, that means that if they are complaining because they had to wait a little bit, or if they're complaining because they just didn't like what the vet had to say, then the clinics are giving them discounts. They are capping their bills. They're having them not pay for services, even though the service was provided in an appropriate manner. Also, clinics that look at their pet owners as customers are going to treat their staff differently because they're going to look at their staff as being there to make the customer happy despite the staff's feelings and beliefs, despite how the staff feels. And that means that a clinic that sees customers doesn't really respect the professional integrity of their staff. A clinic that sees customers puts customer happiness and satisfaction and enjoyment on top of patient care, on top of a proper medical approach, and on top of their own staff's professional opinions. When you have a clinic that looks at their pet owners as clients, then they are going to be the clinics that respect their staff, respect their brains, respect their degrees, and support professional integrity instead of just doing what they can to keep every possible customer in the building. And it makes a really big difference in the feel, and it also makes a big difference in how the clients are interacted with. I want to say treated, but that's not really the right word. It's how you interact with the clients. So, you know, customers, you're looking at customers and they're just constantly being pandered to. You're greasing the squeaky wheel. When you treat customers like that, they learn that bad behavior is rewarded. They learn that if they complain, if they constantly, you know, call up and ask for discounts, then they're going to continue to do that and it's going to take a toll on your business. Where clients, you know, they're definitely there to hold us accountable if we make a mistake. So it's our duty to perform good services, and they have every right, if they feel that that service isn't appropriate, to let us know and we should take those suggestions on board. But they're not demanding and forcing staff into doing treatments that they don't agree with. They're not demanding discounts and refusing to pay for service just because they don't like the opinion that was given. That's not part of it, where there's a difference. So make sure that you are working for a clinic that respects you, respects your staff, respects your brain, and in doing so, treats their pet owners as clients, not as customers. You are there as a professional, providing a professional medical service, and everybody should understand and respect that. You are not there for clients to walk in and demand an MRI like they're ordering a burger at McDonald's. That's just not the way that medicine works and professional services work. So find a clinic that understands this difference. And as always, advocate for yourself because you are the only one that will. Thanks so much for joining in, and we'll see you next time.